Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, probably kind of close to two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double dog daring you since 1990. Just ask anyone, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in about 70 minutes, roundabout the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We'll take a quick pass at it tonight, leaving a big one on the table tonight. Well, big in our minds here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Big enough that, you know, you gotta make sure you do it right. Shouldn't be so slapdash with some of these things. Huh. I don't know how you all put up with me. I just don't know. Speaking of putting up with people, just makes you wonder what I'm gonna say after that, doesn't it? If you didn't make it out today, you should really head on over to Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr.'s, that's our titular head of research, by the way, to his tag sale. Or as I said, what? Your what? Oh, your yard sale. Stupid New Englander. No, not him. Not him. Tag sale. Huh. But I figure since the show is cheap therapy, to say the least, that I would share that cheapness of therapy with all of you. Yes, you, the listener. Who I look forward to hanging out with over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group tonight during tonight's episode. But let's just get to it. Because we got way too much to get to and still get out of here at a reasonable time tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank. See you.
grass. It ain't going nowhere, it's out of gas. You know you don't need it, you know you don't want it. So put it on a curb and put a price on it. Let's have a yard sale. We'll have a yard sale. You got a lamp on a stand that don't have a shade. You got something weird that your grandma made. You got the kind of junk you can't give away. So put it in the paper, and Saturday we'll have a yard sale. We'll have a yard sale. Why shop at a regular store when out here your dollar buys more? Everything you see is sold as is. Come over here, honey, take a look at this. It's a yard sale. You got a toy alligator, a doll with no hair. You got some genuine chrome-plated silverware. You got an exercise bike with a broken chain and a picture you never liked, but at least it's framed. You ain't got room to swing a cat. Where in the world you find a thing like that? But at a yard sale, why shop at a regular store? But now here you got a buy more. Everything you see is sold as is. That toaster
oven's worth a dollar.
I ain't paying a dollar.
It's worth it. It's practically
new. 25 cents.
It works.
It's got rust on the rack.
It's got a rack. 50 cents.
All right, so I bought a lawnmower. It don't cut grass. It ain't going nowhere. It's out of gas. I know I don't need it. I know I don't want it. But I couldn't resist it when I saw the price on it at a yard sale.
Thank you. Pretty song, would it like so? Oh, 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 isn't that catchy? Would you like to buy an O? Circular and sweet. O looks just like a donut, really good enough to eat. It'll cost you just a nickel.
A nickel?
Shh!
A nickel.
Right, so buy the O and take it home tonight. Listen, when you buy this O, you get two sounds for the price of one. You get one sound that you can use for words like olive, ostrich, and ox. And for no extra money, you get another sound for words like ocean, over, old, and opening. So would you like to buy an O? I'm opening the door. It's not often that I offer. Well, could you ask for more? It'll cost you just a nickel.
A nickel?
Shh!
A nickel.
Right. So buy the O and take it home tonight. Don't ask any questions. Just buy the O and take it home tonight. You really love it. So buy the O and take it home tonight.
Hey,
dirty book. The place was full of happy, hopped up hippies at the time. All morning long he hadn't made a dime.
He was a Green Ridge Village Buckshot salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in. He was a Green Ridge Village Buckshot salesman. He'd jump up and sing one now and then.
I got songs about Detroit and Vietnam, and a new one about the economic opportunity program.
What's that?
I don't know. I didn't write that song.
He had a little banjo with an alligator strap. He'd sing a song at the drop of your hat. He had one song there that Johnson should have heard, to the tune of the Great Speckled Bird.
He was a Green Ridge Village full-size salesman. His beard was a dark shade of green. He was a Green Ridge Village full-size salesman. And now and then he'd jump up and he'd scream.
I got songs about Detroit and Vietnam, and a new one about the economic opportunity program.
I can't even pronounce that.
Soon be on my way, way back to Music City, U.S. of A. He said, if you see Lee and Nancy, my friend, tell them I've got 15 songs for them.
He was a Green Ridge Village Buckshot salesman. You should have heard the bag he was in.
What a bag, what a bag.
He was a Green Ridge Village Buckshot salesman. He'd jump up and sing one now and then.
Mr. Grover, you are just a quack to me. Though I may insult you, don't talk back to me. We should have more harmony where discord now prevails. Luckily, I'm in command. Just watch me boost our sails. Bring on the girls. Strike up the band. Flywheel in command.
Mr. Flywheel, you say you're the man who will improve things. Won't you tell us, Mr. Wolf J, how then can we move things?
Tell us, pretty flywheel.
Tell us now. Tell us how. Tell us now.
You gotta sing while you sell. Sing while you sell.
Da, 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 da.
Get that money in the till. Give the customers a thrill. There's a way if you've the will to sing while you sell. They'll buy no pan without your pants. Sell this weenie with Rossini. And this Verdi goes with Verdi. Yes, you'll make a lot of friends if you sing a sweet cadenza. Sing
while you sell. Da, 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 da. Sing while you sell.
Da, da, dee.
Sales will mount up to the skies. You disclose of merchandise. Up and down the old plantation, all the cotton was rotten away. Then I come to the South Salvation by putting on a hot sale on cotton today.
Way down upon the Suwannee River, that's where this cotton grows.
First they pick it.
Yes, they pick it.
In the cotton, then they stick it.
Then they weave it into clothes and fancy hose.
His jacket's svelte, is made of felt, but it feels more like a mat. If the felt should itch, you could make a switch and wear it for a hat.
This is an American Navy girl. Every night, two sailors wait to convoy her home.
His steppin' gay is recherché and fits both slim and stout. To smart affairs, my lady wears the step-in to step out.
This is known as a California dress. On a clear night, you can see Catalina.
This daring gown has stormed the town. Its lame will not crack. As a special offer, Phelps will proffer a free belt in the back.
This is a bright red dress, but Technicolor is so expensive.
This Eton coat, right off the boat, of quality unbeaten, is the only cloth the cultured moth has never, ever eaten.
I'd like to buy a bassinet, the one I have is scratched.
You love our special bassinet with a lullaby attached.
Rock about, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock, rock, rock it, baby. Rock goodbye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, woo, your little cradle will rock, woo. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Oh, look at my baby, my little baby. Oh, look at my baby, baby and the cradle and all. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Close your eyes and go to sleep, oh, Mammy Christ, you'll sing a lullaby.
The price of rugs in half. We've cut our rugs today. There's a rug sale on in a rug salon where we're cutting rugs in a solid way.
Well, she sells good meat. you can buy from the butcher gal. Some hams, you got some new. And you want a little cock by rooster too, cause she sells good meat. Yes, she sells good meat. And if you want good meat, buy it from the butcher gal. She runs around with a knife and a hand. I believe to my soul she gonna cut every man, cause she sells good meat. Yes, she sells good meat. Want good means you can buy it from the butcher gal. The boys all tell me she cutting meat so neat. The thing I'm finding her meat so cheap. Well, she sells good meat. Yes, she sells good meat. And if you want good meat, you can buy it from the butcher gal. Walked in the store to get me some. I got a hot dog, sell me a bun. Well, she sells good meat. Yes, she sells good meat. And if you want good meat, you can buy it from the butcher gal.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I can't believe that was a half an hour. Can you? You probably can. Did I mention that you're still in tune with your freeform radio station? It is WMFO Medford. I don't know. But I do know that I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, Freddie, it is all about you. You need to know that a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. That's a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford. More silliness to go as we work our way to the radio obituaries in the second portion of tonight's program. And it's all working out just fine so far. Just fine, I tell you. A lovely crowd over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. A good chunk of you kids listening online at WMFO.org. You're really doing it. You're doing it right. I like that about you. Thanks for being here tonight. Let's go to something from A Bee's Knee from 2013 right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back. About the women selling us, of course, the same thing. It's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, or it's the same thing. Some sell it high, some sell it low. It's done gone bad and they can't sell no more, cause it's the same thing. It's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, cause it's the same thing. It'll be yellow when you get back, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, but it's the same thing. I can buy it, but I can't pay no tax. But it's the same thing. But it's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, but it's the same thing. Mom told me to come on home, let that do, because it's the same thing. Boy, it's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, but it's the same thing. Went out last night, sure I could be fooled. Tried it once, broke my tooth, cause it's the same thing. But it's the same thing. They got sales tax on it, but it's the same thing.
How much, quick?
What?
It's for the wife.
Oh, 20 shekels.
Right.
What?
There you are.
Wait a minute.
What?
Well, we're supposed to haggle.
No, no, I've got to get...
What do you mean, no, no, no?
I haven't got time.
Well, give it back then.
No, 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 I just paid you.
What?
Yeah.
This bloke won't haggle.
Won't haggle?
All right.
Do we have to?
Now, look, I want 20 for that.
I just gave you
20. Now, are you telling me that's not worth 20 shekels?
No.
Look at it. Feel the quality. That's none of your goat.
All right, I'll give you 19 then.
No, no, no. Come on, do it properly.
What?
Haggle properly. This isn't worth 19.
You just said it was worth 20.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Come on, haggle.
All right, I'll give you 10.
That's more like it. 10? Are you trying to insult me? Me with a poor dying grandmother? 10?
All right, I'll give you 11.
Now you're getting it. 11? Did I hear you right? 11? This cost me 12. You want to ruin me?
17?
No, 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 no. 17.
18?
No, no. You get a 14 now.
All right, I'll give you 14.
14? Are you joking? That's what you told me to say.
Oh, dear.
Oh, tell me what to say, please.
Offer me 14.
I'll give you 14. He's offering me 14 for this.
15?
17. My last word. I won't take a penny less or strike me dead.
16.
Done.
Nice to do business with you.
Brian is on the run from the Romans and, to avoid capture, pretends to be a lobster.
No, I'm sorry, that's my handwriting.
Say, folks, let's call a meeting to discuss a way of meeting that certain something that we call a blues. Now I'll be the chairman pro tem. Let's face the facts and show them that if we attend a business, we can't lose, no sir. Now let's form some corporations with a million combinations of mothers, brothers, husbands, sweethearts, and wives. And we'll start these institutions with a million resolutions to spread upon a minute of our lives. Say, if you want to cheer up the red, white, and blue, come on, buy an American That's all you've got to do. Why, your old Uncle Sam, he'll be so grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do. Come on, buy your wifey's dresses, your baby's shoes, made right over here, and cure your country's blueses. And if you want those good times, those dreams to come true, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Sables, sofas, tables, we've got all you need. For your home and your office, purchased by Yankee guaranteed. Buy the Yankee brand of candy, cigarettes, cigars, canes and hats and this and that's, and gas and motor cars, uh-huh.
If you want to cheer up the red, white and blue, buy American, that's all you've got to do. Your old Uncle Sam will be grateful to you. Buy American, that's all you've got to do.
Now, hey there, Mr. Grocer, Butcher, Baker, and all you Republicans, you Democrats, and you Quakers, I want to tell you that the sun will be shining, the skies will be blue. Buy American, that's all you've got to do, playing boy. Come on and buy American, that's all you've got to do.
One sister for sale, one sister for sale, one crying and spying young sister for sale. I'm really not kidding, so who'll start the bidding? Do I hear a dollar? A nickel? A penny? Oh, come on, isn't there any one kid who will buy this old sister for sale? This crying and spying young sister for sale? Do I hear anything? Okay, I'll keep it till next Wednesday.
killers kidnap 6 pretty young nurses. The girls must do anything to escape with their lives. Nurses for Sale. It's a story right out of today's violent, passionate, and shocking headlines. Young girls held for ransom by cruel captors, grabbed right from a hospital's medical field team, and forced to endure savage humiliations at the hands of human animals. Nurses for Sale. Living a life of captivity, without food, without comfort, without love, these girls are forced to find affection any way they can with the closest human companion. The results are both savage and wild. It's all there. The pretty girls, the compromising situations, and the action-packed climax in Nurses for Sale. Don't miss Nurses for Sale, in color, rated R for adults, from Independent International.
Make enough money to buy myself most anything. You always build me up just to let me down. 'Cause when I need you, you ain't never around. I was a fool, but now I can see a dad-burned thing to me. If I could buy you for what you really were, and I could sell you for what you think you ought to bring, I'm a-telling you, baby, I could make enough money to buy myself most anything. She will tell outside.
the death of a salesman? Well, it depends on how the death occurred. Whether or not he was murdered. Or electrocuted. There's many ways of death. Or you could have been in an accident. Or some poison in the food. Cause of death? Poison in the food. Or being attacked by villains. Also, it could be in the wreck of a train. Wreckage might be the cause of death. It might be that there's no recovery from some serious disease. If it's wartime, it could be death from soldiers. Was the salesman lonely? Then he'd have to find a partner or companion, depending upon personality.
he did. I did, sir. Here around the corner, there's a man. And he did. I did, sir. Here around the corner, there's a man. And he did. Oh, a dead man! A dead man! A dead man! A dead man! Oh, a dead man! A dead man! A dead man! A dead man!
But his cerebrum will have been lesioned forever. But his cerebrum will have been lesioned forever. That's right. But his cerebrum will have been lesioned forever. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. Remember that woman whose skull operation I did? Just what we need. Just what we need.
There's a man, and he's dead.